Hello?
Hey, it's Pete from Cardiff. Is this Bill?
Oh yeah, Pete. Let's see, Pete. What did I want to ask you? I think just
I need the social for Mike. I think.
Social for Mike. Yeah, he never came home yesterday. He actually slept on the lieutenant's couch. So he's coming home today, and then we're gonna spend the next. He's off for the next 2 days.
Solid.
Now, I just don't want to delay anything, though, because remember that I'm trying to coincide the inquiry. So if you don't get the social till tonight, are we still going to be okay to run his credit by the end of the day tomorrow?
Yeah, of course. As soon as I get, I'm going to have everything uploaded into the system for you guys today. I was just kind of going through it and, you know, making sure everything's there. As far as the 10,000 shares thing, I see that you have that September 27th, you know, all the shares are in Michael's name.
Right.
And that the other page is the one that kind of proves that there's a maximum of 10,000 at any time, which is good. The only issue I can see is that it might, that page where it says, you know, there's only 10,000 shares and they're under Matthew's name. That doesn't have a date on it. So, you know, if that said August 18th and the other one September 27th, I can, you know, easily say, hey, look, this is the transition.
Yeah, okay, I'll send you all the papers.
Yeah, see if you can get anything with it, just a date on it. Yeah, that's really all I need.
Okay, and I'm on the site now, the Florida Department of State. I see where it says DST. It doesn't mention Michael's name, but it doesn't mention shareholders' ownership either. I don't think it just mentions DP and DST.
Florida Secretary of State Business Search.
Yeah, it did that. So I'm on it now, and I see where it just says my name and Matthew's name. It doesn't mention Michael's name, but then again, well, actually, that's a question. Is that okay that he owns the company, but he's not the president or the secretary?
Yeah, I mean, it has your name on there. I mean,
I don't know what DP means. I don't know what DST means.
I have no idea either. That's not on any other.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm waiting for the attorney to call me anyway. I'm going to ask him what that means. I don't think this, whoever owns the shares is going to show up in the secretary's website anyway, the Department of State's website. So.
Yeah.
But I will ask what that means for one. And for two, I'll just say, look, can we make if we make Michael Johnson the president today, can you make it, can that reflect on the state's website right away? And if he says no, then I'm not going to care anyway because it's too late. We got to put the paper.
Yeah, I would say to do it anyway because it usually takes only like a day or two to get the name change on the website. And the inquiry is going to happen tomorrow, obviously. But the Secretary of State thing with the underwriting, that'll happen after the inquiry. So even though the inquiries will happen tomorrow, it'll still be beneficial to change that, so that on the back end of things, they don't have any issues.
What should I make? What should Mikey be the president? I guess, right?
Just make him the owner, president, whatever. Just have his name on there.
He's already the owner, so because he owns all the shares. But I'll try and get his name on there, and I'll tell him to do that. And I think that was it for now. Let's see. Okay. Do you know, like Wells Fargo? In Bank of America and Chase, I have other company accounts that we're going to go into tomorrow, and business credit card, whatever. Do you know how inquiries work? In other words, when we're at Chase, getting the Inc. business credit card, supposed to be one of the best ones.
Mm-hmm.
When they run the credit, they're going to approve us for so much money. By the time we walk out, does that mean when you guys run the credit, you already saw that we were in Chase that in the morning?
It's like live. It's instantaneously.
Okay,
so
probably
you want to do the Wells first, us second.
We want to do we'll do a few of us, a few of the important ones first.
Yeah.
And then you. We don't want 10 inquiries and then you, right? That's not going to be so good. The underwriter's going to say, whoa, what the hell is he doing this for? Of course, you know, I used to be in the mortgage world. We always said, he's shopping, you know.
Yeah.
That was always the excuse. He's shopping. But then again, we don't want to throw up a red flag either. So I guess what we'll do is we'll apply for a few, and then you guys run it, and then we'll finish whatever we were going to do. See, what we're trying to do, I think I explained it anyway, what we're trying to do is by the end of the day, we need to have about 150 on the table. Because if we don't, then that means, and if we start going to other sources or whatever to get another 50, they're going to see 10 inquiries on one day.
Mm-hmm.
I remember we used to, if the underwriter had a heart on about that, the underwriter would need a letter from the inquiry source saying that we never took out any money. So in other words, put it this way. I want to know my options by the end of the day tomorrow. That's our goal, just so you know, between you and me. Our goal is to see what's on the table by the end of the day tomorrow, because with all the cruise ships and everything else like that, they're thinking we're opening on December 1, so I need to get this going.
All right.
So I'm praying that by the end of the day tomorrow, or whenever all these approvals come in, I'm praying that it adds up to at least 150, because that's what we need for the boat, the slip, the machines, the submarines.
Yeah.
And I think it is. I do have a Key West bank down there, too. She's promising 35,000 or 40,000, and if you guys are about 40, we're halfway there right there.
Yes. So, and the good thing, though, too, with on our end with the inquiries, it really doesn't affect what our decision is, as long as the credit's there. You know what I mean? Like, I don't care if you have 15 inquiries in one day if you've got a 750. I don't give a shit. You have 6 inquiries in one day and you got a 520, you know, it's like, well, dude, what are you doing?
Okay, good. And we can always say we're shopping, whatever. And he, I think the middle score is around 720.
Okay, perfect.
So even with 6 inquiries before you guys get it,
I don't see that drop.
Inquiry, he'll still be 700.
Exactly.
I think we'll be fine there.
And worst case scenario, we're gonna pull it and hopefully get an approval by the end of the day tomorrow. But worst case scenario, we're just gonna get the approval on Friday morning. So,
gotcha.
But the credit part will be done.
I will. Let's see. So I'll talk to my attorney for one, and for two, get you that social by tomorrow morning.
Perfect.
And,
all right.
If I have any questions about the Secretary of State, if I talk to my attorney, I'll give you a call.
Otherwise, yeah, well, you could just shoot me an email, too, because I keep that after work. I get out of here around 3:30 this time, so it'll be around 6:30 your time. So if you have anything after that, just shoot me an email.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, you're out there in California. Okay.
Yeah.
All right,
man.
Good. Sounds
Take
good.
Care.
Right.
Thank you.
Yeah,
bye-bye.